We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith, and it's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Okay, Dustin, in previous weeks, we've looked forward to the next game in quarter number four. Then last week, we did the way too early look forward at the 2021 season. This fourth quarter, I want us to look ahead to the 2020 recruiting class, which is relevant. But before we do that, I ended up quarter number three kind of taking the shot at you that I've been doing quite often, saying that you claim Sean Clifford would be the Joe Burrow of 2020. And I did it right as the segment was ending and really didn't give you a chance to respond. Here's your chance to respond to that statement.
It's a repeated inside joke. Never said Sean Clifford would be Joe Burrow. Said Sean Clifford, if anybody had the makeup when it came to where they were coming from and the physical tools and all that, that maybe he could make a similar jump in his ability. Not to Heisman Trophy, not to, you know, the best season ever by a college quarterback, but somebody who could defy the quarterback recruiting rankings and do some good for himself. And it looks like he's a little further away from that point than we thought. But Joe Burrow inspired hope that Penn State could develop a quarterback in the same way. And Sean Clifford, I mean, he looked like a pretty decent candidate for that. And I don't know, maybe he still is. Joe Burrow didn't make that jump until late in his career. Maybe Sean Clifford still has it in him, Jim.
All right. So to sum up what you're saying, next season in 2021, Sean Clifford will be the next Joe Burrow, correct?
Yeah, I'm guessing over under, I'd set at 140 touchdown passes next year.
Okay.
Modest, just something modest like that.
If I'm going to keep beating that dead horse, Dustin. All right, let's talk about 2022 recruiting. The last couple segments, we talked about, you know, the college football playoffs, how elite Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State are. How far away is Penn State from that group? And we both agree that they're pretty far away. And the reason for that, it starts with recruiting. And so the importance of this 2022 recruiting class, just as folks understand, the 2022 recruiting class, they are the high school players who this year are juniors in high school. They will have one more year of high school before they would then enter Penn State. So you understand where we are. Their freshman class would be the 2022 Penn State football season. And so far, this has been pretty much an elite recruiting class. In fact, it's ranked second in the country to our old friend, the Ohio State Buckeyes, correct?
Yeah, number two. And, you know, if you look at on a per player basis, on a average star rating, kind of depending on where you're looking at the rankings, there's a really decent chance that Penn State gets overtaken by at least a couple programs, maybe the expected candidates. But the point is, they're on a per player basis and on a national ranking basis, they're in position to maybe have James Franklin's best class yet. So that's where they're at. There's a realistic shot at it. Now, whether that ends up being the second or the fourth or the eighth best, you know, we'll see how that part of it goes. That Penn State doesn't really have control over that. But in terms of how they're getting talent, they're on an exceptional pace right now.
And I believe the difference between, you mentioned earlier when we were talking about Penn State's last one or two recruiting classes, maybe the guys they're picking can turn out to be very good. But the reality is they had other guys that they, in their traditional recruiting area, that they were going after, Nolan Rucci, Julian Fleming, those are the obvious names, that they didn't get. They obviously were option number one, and they didn't get those players. In 2022, at least so far, Dustin, are they getting their first options?
nobody's gotten a better player out of Pennsylvania than Penn State has. Now, whether that remains true or not, you know, there's a pass rusher from Philadelphia, Nay White, I think is the name, who's bordering on a five-star right now, and he's the biggest fish in the pond. So we'll see how a recruitment like that goes, but they're 5 for 5. Nobody's gotten a top 15 commit out of the state of Pennsylvania other than Penn State at this point. So they've sent a really nice early message to recruits across the state that buy into what's happening now. Look at the group we've got, 8 4-stars. This is an elite group that we are starting to assemble. Now it's a better sell to become a part of this. You know, obviously James Franklin and his staff, they do their recruiting, but really, you know, creating that perception that this is a group you want to and you need to be a part of, especially if you're a top prospect in Pennsylvania, comes down to who's on board already and the ability to connect to kind of that great cause. And Penn State's got that dynamic now working in their favor just as we flip the calendar to 2021. So there's a long way to go to keep these guys. But to me, I mean, the way that momentum is going, and it can be a really fickle thing in recruiting, is that they look a whole lot more likely to build on this 8 than it does for them to maybe start losing out and having guys decommit and that kind of thing.
Oftentimes, the most important recruit is the quarterback, because he's the natural leader of the class. He helps recruit for Penn State in this class from York area is a quarterback by the name of Bo Prabula. Ironically, for the longest time, he was the only 3-star recruit among them, the commitments for 2022. He has since gotten his 4th star. He had an exceptional 2020 season. Have you seen him at all, Dustin? Have you seen his highlights? How important is he to this program, and how important is it for him to be that guy who can end up being elite?
I think he can end up being elite. You know, I've seen him in highlights probably just like you and a lot of other people have, but I see the frame, you know, 6'2", 200. I see, you know, the true dual threat, the playmaking instinct. I feel like you see that kind of quarterback moxie, like he's got that Trace McSorley streak in him where he can win. You know, he took Central York to the state championship game at the highest division, end up playing a private school. You know, you get killed, but they killed everybody. But I think you saw him have a massive junior year. And he has a chance. I mean, if things start to normalize this spring and summer and the camp circuit opens back up and the Elite 11 opens back up and you're able to kind of get out in front of recruiting people, I think he's in a really, really good position to improve his recruiting stock, as he's already done. You know, he made a big leap in the national rankings already into that 4-star territory. I think he's still got more in him. He's still got some more development in him, too. I think he's got all the physical tools you want. I could definitely see him needing a bit more arm strength to be able to throw a ball that finishes with a little bit more power than he has. But it's really kind of nitpicking if you're going to get into all that. I think he's got all the ability. And I think he's a guy, you know, if his development continues on this track, he's a guy that maybe you're a college football playoff team with him under center. And I can see him kind of crashing this Penn State depth chart fairly early in his career and being a contender to play right away, because he looks like a mature kid. He's built for the job. I think he's going to be a factor earlier than later in his career too.
In 2021, the Penn State recruiting class suffered because they were not able to get these kids on campus. That seemed to be a big issue and something that people brought up a lot. Guess what? In 2022, they're still not able to bring these players in for visits yet, and we're not sure when that's going to happen. Hopeful that come summer or fall, that will happen. Are we now concerned that because these kids haven't been able to do those official visits, that come fall, we project that's going to be the case, that they may be losing some of these players?
I wouldn't really project that. I mean, the good thing is, you know, to compare this group to 2021 is that they're now the program to beat. So other teams have to make a really compelling case to get them off their Penn State commitment. And You know, so the burden is not on Penn State, where the burden was on Penn State in a lot of situations, try to get a kid from far away or get a kid who hadn't seen campus yet in 2021, knowing that their decision was coming sooner than these guys in 2022. So I don't think Penn State's going to suffer through the same things, especially now that they've already got an elite group together. There's going to be some guys who will want to be part of this that maybe if Penn State only had a couple commits at this point, they wouldn't be. So the combination in 2021 was really, really difficult for Penn State to overcome. And James Franklin was beating himself up a little bit. It's one of the rare times you hear that. But the reality is they made wholesale changes on the coaching staff. They didn't have spring practice to show prospects what that was or let them get to know them in a real life situation or get them on campus or you know, pay for their visits in an official visit capacity. So that hurt them. And all that change, you know, they weren't able to make up for that or prove the kids what these new guys were all about. And in the end, I mean, you saw what that did. And also the fact that it was a small class. If Penn State had taken, you know, maybe 22 kids, we would look at a class that was higher in the national rankings. Kind of like that was what happened in 2020 also. But yeah, I think the 2022 class won't have to navigate those issues in quite the same way.
One last point, because I do have to throw one negative into this. Penn State, the ranked second nationally, is very, very, very early. A lot of teams barely have any recruits, and Penn State has 8 in this 2022 class. In a previous segment, I talked about the number of top 100 players, say, that Ohio State had over the last 3 years, which was totaled 23. Over the last 3 years, Penn State totaled 8 top 100 players. As good as these players are, none of them is a top 100 player, though, Dustin. Does that concern you?
I mean, not really. I think, for starters, you know, there's, you know, 3 or 4 candidates who with the right kind of senior year can probably get into that top 100 mix, or the right camp circuit can get in that mix. So I don't think so. I mean, I think to have guys who are in the top 150 as opposed to the top 100 isn't really that discouraging to me. You got athletes, you got guys who can play, you've got electric ability in this class, whether that's the number 110 or 100 player. I'm not really that concerned about that differentiation.
All right, real quickly. So how important is this 2022 class?
I think it's huge. They needed electric ability, and they've got it already. And I think it's only going to get better from here. That's my opinion.
All right, fantastic note to finish on, Dustin. That is it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Jim from the Keystone Sports Network. If you're a fan of our Keystone Kickoff Show and you don't want to miss any of our analysis and review of the Penn State football team, there are plenty of ways to make sure you don't miss a single segment of our show. The best way to hear everything that Dustin, Greg, Ross, Bob, and Andy have to say is to download our app, Keystone Sports, from your app store. You can also find us on Spotify, the Apple Store, Google Play, and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. We are the place for Penn State football analysis.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.